Thank you very much. Yeah, put it over here. Okay, guys, let's begin. I wanted to begin just with the following. We had said that the Sfasemis said yesterday that the whole concept of Kedera Chaisa was only according to the Chachamim, not according to Chananya. So after Shir Meir pointed out that the Tosi Shishonim has a sheet of Pumfak Yerza, I just want to mention that the Tosi Shishonim is an Os Aleph. He says Beferish that it's considered to be that halacha. It's funny because on this daf I don't have the Tosi Shishonim. Interesting. But on the Masifta one, it's on the daf, and the Tosi Shishonim says Fakir. He says that Kedera Chais is according to Chananya, and it's not going according to the Chachamim. So the Tosi Shishonim here in Os Aleph. It's interesting. It's not on the regular Shas. It's not on the daf. But Tosi Shishonim in Os Aleph points out, even though, as we said, it's talking according to the Man D'Amar that it's a Lishos Tanan in the Mishnah. But the bottom line is that there is such a shita that exists that maybe Kedera Chais is only according to Hanani and not according to Chum. Pum fakir to the Sfasemis. So I wanted to mention it for that first Nakuda. Mayor pointed out very good. Okay, let's now take it a step further with Kedera Chais and try to finish it up. There's an interesting shayla that comes up, and that is that what is the status of Kedera Chaisa, if you do it, let's say, in a situation, we know that the whole point is that it's raw and it won't be ready till tomorrow. But let's say, through Chitui, it would be ready tonight. In other words, is the whole word of Kedera Chaisa that if you leave it alone, it'll only be ready by lunch? And Lamaisa, no matter what you do, it won't be ready Friday night? Or no? Do you say Kedera Chaisa is talking about a situation that even if I did do Chitui and would get it ready, Lamaisa, it still would be called Kedera Chaisa? So that's the shayla we want to begin with. So Alpisvara, one would say, and that's the Pashtus, I think, that there's no Isser if Be'erev Shabbos HaMasiach Daito from the Tavshol, it's possible that Erev Shabbos, I have no kavana to do Michata on Shabbos, b'meizin. We're not talking about Rishoyim, you know, in order that it should be ready on Erev. Labra atob Rishi Yaskinen. And the truth is, Rashi on Yuchesim at Beis, Dermaska Haikadir Chaisa, he writes, Lav b'daitel l'michla ursa. The ikar is whether your intention is to eat it at night or not. And the Meiri, which I gave there, writes Beferish, So it's clear in the Meiri that if you did a chatia, it would work. But I don't need the Mehiris Bishulo. So you see, Poshup Shad, that the category from Rashi in the Meiri of Kedera Chaisa includes a case where if I did do mechate, it would be better, would be ready Friday night. The whole vort lamaisa of Kedera Chaisa is if I left it alone lamaisa, it won't be ready on its own Friday night. It'll be ready by lunch. Even if I would be mechate, it would be ready. It's still, but the whole agdar of Kedera Chaisa is that I don't want to do anything. I'm going to leave it alone. And even if theoretically I would do something to mechate Friday night and get it ready, that doesn't take it away from the hagdara of it still being called Kedera Chaisa. That's l'chura what you see klor from Rashi and the Meiri, and the Bach Meferis as well. You know, Sifkot and Beis, we mentioned the Bach actually yesterday and this year, that according to those who showed him that the Girsa Tanura on Yechesma Beis, Kedera Chaisa on Tanura, we said it was Lav Dafka, because it was a Chiddush in the Rishon, Lomba by Akira, Lamaisa, we said, even by what? That's Pasha, because not so much heat, Lamaisa. You're not going to come to Mechata. But even by a Tanur, which is a lot of heat, I might have a Havamina that if I'm Mechata, I could get ready at night. I'm not Chaisish, because a Suche Daitimine. You see, again, Klor from that Bach, that, you know, Kedera Chaisa, Bitonur, even if it's Shayach, that I could get it ready, I dechitu it Friday night. My rutzon is to eat it for tomorrow for lunch. So I'm a sikh das from the tafshul, and therefore I'm not chayshish yimachate. So you see from Rashi, the Meiri, and the Bach, l'chura this mahalach. And the truth is, the Chazon Ish I gave you, Simon Lamed Zayin Sivkon Chav Beis, is mashmah like that as well. And this is what I pointed out yesterday, I think, to Zach and Daniel. Usually low plugs in Shas are l'chumra. Chazon Ish basically is saying a low plug l'kula, because that's what it is. It's k'derech hayasa, chaysa, and I'm saying a low plug l'kula. And therefore, even a situation where I could get it together at night, I don't care. K'derech hayasa means if I would leave it alone to be ready for lunch, I don't care if I would do a chit to be ready in Nile. That's the definition.
What's the case? We're talking about a case where either I put it in for Shabbos day.
No, Mayor, it's a raw piece of meat. So a raw piece of meat on its own will not be ready for Friday, and it'll only be ready for lunch. So the question is that also including a case that if I would be mechatet, I would be ready Friday night? And therefore, what I ignore that fact, because that's not what I want to do. But physically, technically, factually, I could get it ready. Or do you say no? That k'deir chaisa means, l'maisa, that even if I would put in a lot of effort, it still wouldn't be ready. So that's the first approach, okay? You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the Balatanya says not the way. The Balatanya in Sifches writes Beferish that the Heter K'deir Chais is because the Laila is not Ra'uya Dayin, even if a Mechatim is a Cholim. And the truth is the Mr. Brewer and Reish Nun Zayin, Sifkot and Memvav, the Zel L'Shoinai, the Davke the Bas Yishu Chai, Ein Bo Chshash Chitui. It's a mavur from the Balatanya and this Mishnah Brura Pashtis that Kedera Chais is only what could be mutter where no matter what you do, it won't be ready Friday night. It cannot be ready Friday night. If it's going to be ready Friday night, then that's not called Kedera Chaisa. One sec, Yud. So Lamaisa was setting up, it's a Machlekesh Rashi Meiri and Bach on one hand against the Mishabruna Balatanya. The Emerson, if you look in the tour also might be holding like the second approach, like the Balatanya Mishabruna. Because if you look in the tour, after he quotes the Heter of Kedera Chaisa, he writes, it's mashma from the tour that Kedera Chais is mutter because through the chitui won't be roi, and that's why he writes the time of chas is mutter because it won't be muchen belayir mesich daito. Mashma it's only mutter because it won't be muchen belayla. But if lo yitzur be muchen belayla, it would be a problem. It would be usher. That's the simplest reading of the tour. He seems to want back up the Balatanya and the Mishabru. Maybe you can dingzach and say you have no raya from the tour, because maybe what he's talking about is the heter of Kedera Chaisa is b'chiyai gavna that it won't be muchen belayla mitzar atzmo. In other words, maybe through chitu it would be. Maybe through chitu it would be. But maybe what he was talking about is situations on its own it wouldn't be ready. But Lamaisa, the simplest reading of the Torah, I think, is a riot for the Mishra Balatanya. But maybe you can dingzach and he's saying that what? It wouldn't be ready mitzad atzmo. But through Chitu it would be. Nonetheless, the Shus Yitzchak quotes the Rabbi Yosef Zatzal, who paskin ledina, that Kedera Chaisa, if it's muchan le'erev through Chitui, it's no such din of Kedera Chaisa. And it would be usher to do Shi without Grufa Ketumah. And the Emerson, you have to add on a svor, because you have to add on a svor. We're not talking about Rishoyim. You know, why is no heter keder chayis if it's mukhan lervai dechitu? We're not talking about Rishoyim. He's not going to do it. He's no intention to do it. So why would you say it's not called keder chayis? It's mesiach das, mesiach das. Why shouldn't you call keder chayis? So the Sefer Alavona wants to suggest a svor why that should be. To back up this psak, and that is that the pshat is that Lamaisa, where Chayshish, maybe one would think he changed his mind, and maybe he wants to eat it Friday night, and even if he knows that it will be only ready through Chitui, you know, you might want to suggest there's no Svara Lamaisa that he's going to change his mind, but it could very well be that since this Tavshul will be good, through Chitu and Erev, it's a simin that even without Chitu, it's not so crazy. It's lohaya rachok kokach shiyamuchan le'erev. Da ein harbe hefresh bein tavshu shechisu oso lo. And therefore, your hesach adas is really not there objectively. Because in theory, if you would work hard with your chitu, it'll get ready. So how much of hesach adas really is that? You know, we're objectifying it a little bit more. It's not purely subjective. If it's purely subjective, my hesach adas, I have no intention of eating fine dining, it's only lunch. If I objectify it a little bit, you did it. And I say that what? Since in theory, Lamaise, I could get it ready Friday night, that hesach adas is really felt. Felt means it's lacking really in hesach adas, and it's really what? It's really not proper, and therefore I cannot be magder this as kederach ha'is. And the truth is, the Berachovos and the Shusha Shabbos, Os Aleph gives a similar svara to this as well. So, Lamaise, it comes out, and let's just get this, halacha Lamaise. I mentioned yesterday that Orla Vana didn't quote Rav Henkin, but I was wrong. He does quote Rav Henkin, and Rav Yoshev Zatzal, and Rav Henkin Zatzal, they all held that Bizman Hazeh, it's in the Chuvis Ivra, Simen Ted Vav and Rav Henkin's Chuvis, and also in the Chuvis Chut Sheni, we have the Sefer Chut Sheni, it's not Chuvis, that the Aser Kederes Chayas of Bizman Hazeh. So Rav Yoshev Zatzal, Rav Henkin Zatzal, and the Chut Sheni, also Chelik Beis Amud Kuftes, they all say it's a problem, Halacha L'maisa. And the truth is that any kederach chaisu, which is letzorach machar, which is letzorach matar, you know, lo meboy according to the Balatani Mishabru it's aser. But even according to the Bach, maybe you would aser it. You know, the Bach Rashi would aser bizman hazeh because since lemaisa, you know, bizman hazeh, it's different. Maybe it's different bizman hazeh because you know our kiras are very quick. So maybe even the Bach Rashi Nemiri would say in such a situation, maybe our ovens will get it ready on its own Friday night. So you have good reason to say why Kedera Chaisa shouldn't be Shaykh Bizman Hazeh. Even if you take the first approach, Lamaisa, but even the Elev will be ready Friday night because our ovens are so quick. We're going to get to Yehud. However, the Chazanish says not the way. Chazanish has the heter of Kedera Chaisa Bizman Hazeh. He applies it, Lamaisa. He says a low plug, Lamaisa. We said Lakula. And the Shevet Alevi has the same thing, Halacha Lamaisa. And the Rav Eider actually quotes Rav Moshe also saying that Keder Chaisa is good Bizman Hazeh as well. So the bottom line is that there are Gedolei Achronim, Gedolei Apostolim that do argue and apply it Bizman Hazeh, that you could put a Basar Chai and therefore it's not a problem Halacha L'maisa. And in such a situation they would be Mekel. It's interesting if someone would ask you, give me two Machlekesim Rav Moshe and Rav Henkin. So the most famous one is civil marriages. A civil marriage and living together without Kedusha is that Kedusha. So Rav Henkin said, of course, even if they had no Seder Kedusha, she needs a get if they get divorced. And if she gets remarried without kids, the kids are Mamzer. Moshe said, L'chachili should all like Rav Henkin, but B'dievet L'maisa. If they didn't have Kedusha, Kedas, Moshe, Yisrael, then it's not an automatic Kedusha. What's the other Machloikas? Kedera Chaisim is Manaseh. Rav Henkin says, no. And Rav Moshe says, it does apply. Okay? So it's interesting. What do you think the Be'er Halacha? So the Be'er Halacha in Dir Maskal Mesiach Taito really says that Keder Chiyasa applies even though it's Muchan L'Macher. He says, even though it's Muchan L'Macher, if you saw that Be'er Halacha says, usually we eat right away Friday night. Who schmoozes for 2-3 hours and then has a meal later? But he says, if that minig would develop and it would be ready by 10 or 11 when you want to eat your Friday night meal, then a taka would be what? Would be a problem. So it seems, Lamaisa, that the Be'er Halacha says it's Efshe Lamaisa, it's Efshe that if it would change Lamaisa, it's not the Derech to wait, that's why it says Mutter. But if it would be the Derech to wait and it'd be ready by 11, Taka would be what? It would be a problem, perhaps Halacha Lamaisa. Nowadays, no one does that minute. But if the minute would change to start the Friday night meal at 11 after the meal, then Lamaisa, it's ready by 11. So he says it would be a problem. That's what he comes out according to Be'er Halacha. Okay, Yehuda, yeah, go ahead.
If the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah seem to pass in that Tanurim Shalom Kekira, so then how could we not have a heter of Kedera Chaisa, Bizman Hazeh? Clearly the home of our Tanurim is only at the level of Kira, not even at the level of Tanur, Shalom Kekira.
a Gemara, and it was mutter even in a tongue.
Right, so you're saying that you see that since we the Ramah says everything's like a Kira, that I there's got to be some chiluk between, you know, speed and degree of heat. I don't know if that's true of Alpi physics, but that's what I would say. You know what I'm saying? There, everyone is assuming, all the posts assume that you don't apply Kriya Chayesim as Manasa is because, you know, it's going to get the job done. But it, maybe that's not necessarily because of degree of heat. I don't know. What. Why else would it be? Maybe because of the space. Yeah, the power.
But, so those two things aren't related, the power and the speed?
No, I'm saying the degree, yeah, somehow, they're not. I'm assuming that they're not, but maybe I'm wrong and you're asking a good kasha. I don't know. We got to, let's think about it. I hear you. It's a good, good, very good horror. I'm sorry, Ari. You had a, yeah.
On the beer, Hawaii.
Yes.
Like Phil and I were thinking about it. It's not that you have to start the shit when the food is done. It's, you have to have a suitor that goes long enough.
I thought he was saying that if the derech is not to be to be mamtin, like we eat right away. But he say, but I, what I'm saying is if the minute would develop to have your meal at 11.
I'm saying even without that, you start at 8.
Would you say?
Shabbos came in at 8.
Right.
Made early Shabbos came right before 7.
Yes.
Get home, you start eating at 8. By 10, you're still eating at 10 o'clock. 11 to 10:30.
You mean it would happen after meat even in that case? Interesting. Okay. I mean, if your meal would be so long, so maybe Kedir Chaisa wouldn't cover that. Okay, it's a good aura. Very good. Okay, very good. So you're saying...
Even those who say that our time nowadays, we don't Kedir Chaisa, we do Kedir Chaisa by...
I mean, there's those that don't apply Kedir Chayasa, those postmas, what would you say about a crock pot, you mean? Well, it does get ready at night, no? Jake, I mean? Takes a while. Won't be ready, you mean it won't be ready till the morning, you're saying? So Jake, he's making a good horror as well. He's saying, even those postmas that say Kedir Chayasa is not Shachmas Manazah, maybe by a crock pot, they would say.
Wait, is a crock pot
that we have to get to. Poshup shot, it's not.
Oh, really?
Unless you put a lining. Okay, but that's not for now. Okay, but let's get to a few other shilohs. We got to get going. I want to get to the following shiloh. Let's get to the other nakudas. What happens if you have a lot of food, and the bottom line is, this is another good nafkamina I want you to get. You got a lot of food, and the food, lemaisa, well, since there's so much food in the pot, it's not going to get cooked by Friday night. It's not because it's raw, you follow me? It's just you got so much food in the pot. It's a ribui michael, it's goyrim that the tafsa is not going to be muchen le'erif. What would you say in that situation? So if you look in the Chazon Ish writes as follows, in Chelek Beis, Amud Kuf Yud, the way the Chazon Ish has it, l'mais, and it comes out to be a chiddush, it's mashum, the Chazon Ish said, and the way the Chut Sheni paskins up, is that it's mashma that Kedera Chai says, lav davke imenich basa chai be Kedera. But we go bust of the mitzias, and if you left in the tavshul lemaisa a lot of food, which going to cause it to take a long time to cook, it's like a basar chai. And therefore, in such a situation, if you left a gigantic pot on a kira that's not grew for a ketuma, and it will not lemaisa, you know, get ready till tomorrow, lechura it should be what? Lechura it should be mutter. Okay? Lechura it should be mutter. So that's the shita of the Chutshani, that's mutter even the Charchila. If you look closely to Chazon Ish in his Lashon, Chazon Ish said, Hilkach imnogu had to aim the Kochen Limchos. Chutshani says the Chazon Ish matter the Charchila. Seems like the Chazon Ish Lamaisa did not matter the Charchila. He just says, you're not Moicha on those that did it. But Rav Chaim Noah is Taka Cholik in Ganson. Simonai and Aleph, he writes, Sivkot Yad Aleph, he writes that it's also Legamri. Lo nastu chacham and dvarav l'shirim. Kedera chayasa means davka raw. What gives you the right to expand it to a case where there's ribuy of makalim? So it's kind of like the opposite concept of lo. You know what I mean? We said lo plug l'kula. Here it's what? Here he's saying what? Only in that case of raw meat, and that's it. So there's interesting three shitas l'mais on that topic. Let's take this a step further. Are we talking about that it must be raw at the time of Shkia, or at the time that it's raw when you're Mekabel Shabbos early, like in the summer months. So the Magen Avraham in Simon Reishnu and Gimel Sifkot and Beis, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud speaks this out, you go Basar Zman Shkia, not Bizman Kabbalah Shabbos. If you're Mekabel Shabbos an hour before Shkia, and by the time Shkia comes, it's no longer raw, you have no Heter of Keneir Chayetza. That's what the Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah say. The Shvisa Shabbos and Shia Vadman and Sivkot and Tedvav quotes the Magen Avraham, and he says, Halach Lamaisa, that the Heter, he quotes this Magen Avraham, he says, Lefiza, Kasav Lefiza, Lidam Lo Shkiach Heter, Shal Basuchai, In Anu Rekin La Akar Kokach, Min the Kabbal Shabbos, Ad Chashecha Mamish. He says, especially in Yishalayim, Yer HaKodesh, when the Kabbal Shabbos, more than half hour before Shkia, there is no Heter of Basur Chai, because Lamaisa, it has to be what? You look at Shkia. Halach Lamaisa. You look at Shkia. So it's interesting, Lamaisa, that these Shitas go with what? Go with Shkia. And that's the Din Halach Lamaisa. And the Sfasemis also we mentioned yesterday. Look at what? Look at Shkia. However, in the Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo, Shlomo Zamech, Elik Be'ez Simen Lamadal Ostes, he says Lamaisa Al Pisfara, Lamaisa, Al Pisfara, it's near it, should be told to his man Shkia. What should it make a difference? Whether you're Mekabel Shabbos, when you're Mekabel Shabbos or not. But he says, Lamaisa, maybe you have to be Mishashev with the Zman that the Tzibor Ragil is Mekabel Shabbos. As the Ramah mentions, Reish Nun Gimel Siv Beis. So it could very well be that there might be a Shitas that say, Lamaisa, that it's considered to be what? As far as when you're Mekabel Shabbos, and say for Pnei Shabbos, says like this Beferish, that it's Megaladas when you don't want to eat it. And therefore we're not Chayshish Shem Yechata. So it could very well be, Lamaisa, that there might be other poskim that say it's totally on what? It's totally on you and you're accepting it. But the Pashas Akoponim, it's Mavur from Rov Poskim that we look at Shkia Zechama, not from what? Not from your own Kabbalah Shabbos. And Lamaisa, we talked about the machlekes, the Chazon Ish and Or Litzion yesterday in the Yatza lettuce board. Does the meat have to be softening? The raya from your daya. Maybe you could ding zach. I think Daniel, that's what you meant. Daniel pointed out after sure that the Yemenites have a minute to scald it for a long time. So Lamaisa, maybe you don't have a raya. Lamaisa, you don't have a raya. But the bottom line is a big machlekes, and the Rov Poskim look at Shkia to be the determining factor what that's considered to be. Halach Lamaisa. Okay. The next Nakuda I just want to get to, and let's get to it, because then we got to start the Chazara. What happens in the following situation of Tavshul is Boshul lo Boshul at Tzorach Macher? Stam, it's not raw. I cooked the food, but it's not fully cooked. Machleish Rashi Tais, we learned yesterday, is a Mavusha called Tzark, or it's not Mechel Benusoy, but I don't want to eat it tonight. Stam, it's talking about a case, I cook a food, I'm not going to touch it for Friday night. It's simply only for lunch. What do you say about that? Is that possible? It could also fall under the category of Keder Kayasa, which is a phenomenal Chiddush. So if you look in the Shiboli Aleket, in Simen Nun Zayin, he quotes Rabbeinu Simcha, that says, Beferish, basically, if you have two pots, we're not Chayshish for what? Shema Yechata. And therefore, what? Because it's off limits. I'm not eating that when it comes to what? I'm not eating that when it comes to Friday night. Therefore, it should be like what? Kedera Chaisa. Amazing. He says it. Avo anan dislan treke deire chadal ramsha. Ramsha means, you know, at night. Vechadal safra, one for the morning. Lo chayshin in shemi chata begachon. Ta aksin le kedera the safra bedait. It's amazing. So the tour in Reish Nun Gimel, right, quotes Rabbeinu Chananel in the end of his piece, and he says, you know, the Machlekes Lamaisa Chananel in the Rabbanon, he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, Kol Zeh B'Inyan Shiel Letzorach HaLaila. So the Beis Yosef is mistopic what the tour meant when he said, Letzorach HaLaila. Did he mean Lav Dafka and Letzorach Machar Lamaisa? You need what? You would need Grufu Ketuma. When he says Letzorach Laila, means Urchin and Milsa, right? Mitzad Sheni, he says, maybe Letzorach Laila means Letzorach Machar, it's Mutter. And Ataka means what? Keder Chaisin, it would be Mutter. And he concludes the piece, Kemosha Kosov of a Kolbo, Bogos Mordechai. Anyone who's learning Yechos Bishul will say, what's the most famous kalbo? Hagasa, right? Alaesh, right? Mavushal Kotzarko is still Asr, right? That's our famous kalbo. We had a Rashi, according to the Rosh, that even was more machmer on that. They were Medayik and the Ramah, Becholinyan. We want to see the Ramah even held like that, Ladina. Remember that? The Ramah even held like that, Ladina. But there's another kalbo. There's two kalbos that we want. Maybe there's more. But this is the there's the second kalbo I want you guys to know. Very important. The kalbo is Mamish. Mamish says, and I thank Daniel again for bringing it. He has, Lamais, if you look at the kalbo has an amazing discussion here. And let's see what he says. Because the kalbo says, I'm going to quote to the Lashon, I saw it inside here. He said, Akein poshen aminig lechol chamin b'shabes, ula ashos ala esh, v'afakav the mistamek v'yafalom ishim, mesichin daito mimenu. Mesichin daito mimenu. The ode, shemachasen gacholim b'offer. The ode, shederach anashim lasim, ma'at posuchai somach lebin ashos b'kedeiru. So Masha, those are three independent reasonings, that there's a reasoning on its own, mesich daito. If you read it closely, and if you look at the Eliyahu Rabba and the Maimon Mordechai, they support the Beis Yosef in his interpretation of the kalbo, which is amazing. There might be a second and third reason, but there's a first reason on its own that stands on its own, that if I have intention not to touch it for Friday night, even if it's what? Not raw. Even if it's been cooked, it should be okay. And when the Beis Yosef says, I'm a little bit hesitant, what he means a little bit hesitant is it's a shittas yichida, right? It's a shita yichidah. But he's not coming to the doich of the shita. He just says he doesn't find another poskim. The Bach in Sifkat and Testo says he cannot, that's not what the kalbo meant. The kalbo's talking about garav hakatum, and he never meant this, to matter this on its own. Of course you need garav hakatum. And the Gos Mordechai also, Lamaisa, was talking about whereas betoch kacholim, but he says if there's no garav hakatum, of course it's aser. That's not the simplest reading in the kalbo. You read the kalbo, Pashup sounds like the Beis Yosef, not like the Bach. He has three different reasonings. It's on page Lamed Aleph. I'll read you inside here from the kalbo. He says, each one its own reasoning. So the Rabbi and the Maimon Chorda support the Beis Yosef's reading of the kalbo, and Lamaisa. It's very interesting, Lamaisa, that there is such a sheet that exists. Now, why don't we hold like this? You know, a lot of people, Lamaisa, you know, listen, if you're, let's say you have a lot of stoves, you're wealthy. I don't know, it doesn't have to be wealthy. You have a lot of stoves in your kitchen. So you have a kitchen, you have a stove for Friday night. You have a stove for lunch. So the stove for lunch, hey, I don't need a blech. I'm a kobo man. So why don't we hold like this? Why don't we hold like this? So the Baruch Hayv Sifkat Aleph says that because you might change your mind, halacha lamaisa, and the truth of the matter is the Chazon Ish in Siman Lamed Zayin Sifkat Kav Beis, just like he brought up a low plug lekula under the category of Kedei Rechaisa, he'll say a low plug lechumra under the category of Yehuda of Basel Lo Basel. So he has a lot of low plugs. He'll do the low plug, what, lakula for Kedir Chaisa, and Bishop Lobashul in the Gemara, he'll go a low plug lachumra. So it's interesting, Lamaisa, that it comes out that the Beis Yosef now also, let's get the Beis Yosef, the end of Reish Nun Gimel, and the end of Reish Nun Gimel says, Efsher, it's Masha, the Beis Yosef doesn't want to rely on the Seder, he says, Betoris Efsher. He says, you need to mitzarif with other things, but on its own, it wouldn't be okay. So, the Kaf HaChaim presents that the Beis Yosef, Kaf HaChaim presents the Beis Yosef, his topic is that, and he says that since the Shulchan Aruch did not quote the Tur about anything about Letzorach Laila, it's mashma that you're not Lechalik, but Tzorach Laila, Tzorach Yom, and therefore it's Aser, Halach Lamaisa. So if you look inside the Shulchan Aruch didn't make any mention of this, that if you're doing Letzorach Makar, it should be mutter, so it's a diuk by omission, and therefore it should be a problem, halach lamaisa. And the truth is, the Oral Lavana points out, from the Gemara, I thought is a very good Ha'ara, if the Kobo is right, why did the Gemara say it? Why does Gemara only limit its heter only to Chaisa? Why did the Gemara say, Bishul, Bishul, Letzorach Makar? The Gemara should have said it. No. I thought it was a good taina. The fact that the Gemara didn't say it, the Gemara is saying Kerechayis is good. Bishul is not good. Why did it say Bishul Tzarech Macher? Let the Gemara say it. Zmash only Kerechayis is mutter. And you know who makes this R of the Gon as well? The Bir Agra in Reish Nun Dalid in Sifei Oslam and Zma'or of this. Mikoch Zay says we don't pass like this Kolbo. Okay, it's interesting. Let's just finish up this Nakuda. And then we got to start the Hachazorah. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Nun Dalet Sifei, he says, you're not allowed to put pas in the oven, Samach Hashem, unless it's what? Karmu Panav. So what does the Ramah say on this? It's an interesting Ramah. I gave you the Ramah. The Ramah says, Kol Zeh B'Toner Shein Otach B'Tit. Right? M'Otach B'Tit, because you're not going to open it. You know, it's plastered with mud. O Shein O'Ful L'Tzorach Shabbos, Rak L'Mon Soi Shabbos. Our case, the Ishlo's man lafoso mutter, the lo gazrina michei gavna shami echata, meaning you're only baking it letzorach motzoi Shabbos. Interesting. So the churitz masher from the Ramah that we found this in the Ramah that letzorach macher, anything you do shehi letzorach macher, there should be no shash chitui like this kolbo. So we're saying we don't find the kolbo in the machaber, but isn't it this Ramah? Oh. You go ahead, Yehuda.
It's not Shabbos day. It's only the Motzei Shabbos. No.
But I'm not doing it Litzorich Shabbos. See the notion that if I'm not doing it Litzorich Shabbos, I'm doing Litzorich Motzei Shabbos, that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be okay. As long as there's man.
But if it were Yom HaShabbos, it would be also according to
Yom. But okay, but look, I'm saying, I hear what you're saying, but anything that's a Shehi Litzorich Macher, you see Poshim Shab, there's no Chashash Chitu. That's at first glance what you see Pashup Shah from the Ramah. So if you look in the Magen of Ram, it's not true. The Magen of Ram Sifkat and Chav says, talking about a person that has three suitors, and we know there's an Issa Radiyah. You know Radiyahs, they used to make dough on the walls on Shabbos. Gemara says in the meaning of Shabbos, they used to put the walls on the dough on the walls of the ovens. And there's a notion of taking the dough down. That's called Radiyah Sapas as a Droponon. It's a Chachma, not a Malacha. So he says that it's also to do Radiyah on Shabbos, Rekla Motzoi Shabbos, and therefore it's Mutter. So the Machzah Shekel says, what does the Magen Ram mean? He says, until Motzoi Shabbos, Vadai, without a Chitu, it'll bake. But we're afraid that maybe he'll change his mind and do Radiyah on Shabbos to eat it on Shabbos. He says, that's not going to happen because he knows it's also to do Radiyah. So the Magen Ram continues, he says, Lefiza, our ovens, there's no Shach Radiyah, we don't put the dough on the walls, it should be Usher. Even though I'm baking Motzoi Shabbos, he, where I aser b'chol tav shilin, I'm not machalik whether I want it on Shabbos or I want it on Motzoi Shabbos. Where it goes or always, he's going to change his mind. He'd eat it on Shabbos, and I'm in machata, the same thing by pas. So it's mavur from the Magen of Ram, that when the Ramah says it's mutter lefos l'tzorach Motzoi Shabbos, that's dafka when there's an iser radiyah. But our tanurim, where there's no shayach radiyah, even if you're ofa l'tzorach Motzoi Shabbos, where it goes or shemin, you'll change your mind and eat it on Shabbos, you'll do me machata. So l'maisa, Sarach Bir, what's the Sfar to Mechak to Yisra Radiyah? And we're not Chayshish that you're here to be Yisra, and B'nai Adam will separate from then Yisra Chitui. Whereas why is Radiyah? Maybe because I was thinking because Radiyah is a Chachma, it's a fancy thing, so a guy's going to want, a guy's going to, you know, stop himself. You have to know how to do it. Whereas Chitiyah takes a second, like the Ramayshah, it's a Maisa Mepiv. But Lamaisa, I'm just saying, at first glance, I want you to get this Ramah. You might have thought the Ramah is like the Kolbo. The way the Magen runs Masbir away, no, it's no riot. It has nothing to do with the Kolbo at all. And if you look at the end of the Magen of Ram, he's been signed a different Ramah in Reish Nun Zayin Sefalf. I want you to get these two Makaris and Shulchan Aruch. Reish Nun Dalet Sefei where we started with, and then the Magen of Ram has signed the Ramah Reish Nun Zayin Sefalf. What does it say over there? It says, there's an Isra'at Mana, B'davar Amos of Hevel. But what does the Ramah say? Only if you do it Letzorach Laila. If you're Matmin Letzorach Macher, it's Mutter Lahatmin B'Ba'od Yom, B'davar Shemos of Hevel. Wow. So if I insulate something Letzorach Macher, it's Mutter. And B'Yevit, he says, you can rely on this, just don't do a Regilus. The Magen of Ram is B'tzayin this Ramah. So again, we had the first Ramah, Dingzach. Now we have a second Ramah. What's the story with that? We got a dingzach on this. So the Machaz Hashekel says, what does the Magen Ram mean when he's been signed this Ramah? He says, don't ask me a kas how the Ramah allows Atman al-Tzorach Macher. When we get up to Admana, we have to discuss it. But we're chayshish, maybe you should change your mind. You can eat it at night. That's not true. Why not? Because you cannot compare this or shiyah to this or hatmana. Because by shiyah, there's one chshash. You change your mind, you machate. And that takes a second, we're saying. That even fits in better. Mashiyah hatmana, you have to be chosher two chshashes. You're going to change your mind, and you're going to be matmin meremetz, and then be machate. Kuli hai lo chashinen. So according to the Magen Ram, the Machzeh Shekel's pshat, only by hatmana does the Ramah exist. There were salmach on this. And it shouldn't be done regis. But b'shehiyah, the Ramah never said such a thing, and even b'dievin, you're not allowed to rely on it. That's according to Machzeh Shekel. However, the Primi Godim, in Reish Nun Dal and Eishel Avram Sivkon Chav, has a different beer than the Machzeh Shekel. The Eishel Avram, the Primi Godim, says that when the Magen Avram was mitzayin the Ramah, his kavana was a sage, just like over the Yisra Atmana, l'chachili, you're not allowed to do it, but b'dievin, you're allowed to do it, just don't do regilis, so too by shehiyah. So it comes out, this is what I want you to get. According to the Prima Gadim's Pshat in the Magen Avraham, you do have such an einfalt that the Kobol is found rooted in the Ramah. The Kobol is found rooted in the Ramah, and Ladina in the Bir Halacha, in Reish Nun Gimel, Dir Maskel HaShosola, if you got a chance, I hope you got to see that Bir Halacha, the beginning of Reish Nun Gimel. What does he say to Maskel HaShosola? He has this. The Letzorach Macher, there are poskim and Matarid, and we're not worried about Shem Yichat. It's like Kedera Chayasa. Amazing. He actually Yesh poskim. That if you do Letzorach Macher, we can expand Tavshal Obashal Letzorach Macher. Even though he says, look in Simon Reish Nun Dal Tzaveh and the Gon and the Magen Avram, Sivkon Chav, the Medina don't rely on it. Only Kedera Chayasa, which you can't eat. But this, you could eat it, because maybe he'll change his mind, it'll be mechate. But he says, b'dievin, you could be so mechanit, just don't do it regilis. Like we find in Reish Nun Zayin, Sival Baha'ga, and he chen mashu primi godim. So it seems from the Bir Halacha, he's saying the shtickle of the primi godim. So you do find the kobol tucked away in the Ramah, where? In Reish Nun Zayin. Lamaisa. Reish Nun Zayin, not Reish Nun Dalid, but because we remind me that way in the Magen Avraham, but Lechru tucked away in the Sefer Bris Olam. Shia v'chazar os tof, he says, if you do Shia b'im b'shogim, b'im amazin, shalo yigiyah shir machal ben esoy, bless you, it's also b'achila, l'chol adam motzoy Shabbos. Whether hishal l'tzarach lai l'tzarach mocher. So it's clear, he says, b'im b'dev, it's also b'ana, against the Bir Halacha. So the Bris Olam says, against the Bir Halacha, we have a problem, be also b'ana. Okay, so that's the, finishes up the whole ma'alach, by k'der chayse. Now we get to begin the dinim of start with a hachazol. So we discussed at great length Shehiyah so far, and Keder Chayas under that. Now we have to begin Keder Chazara. Before we begin the Chazara, I just want to begin with the subtopic, just again, because it's not so well known, and that is Hachzara and Erev Shabbos. First of all, let's define what Hachzara is. You take the pot off on Shabbos, and you put it back on. Okay? So, believe it or not, there is a discussion about before Shabbos, literally, before Shabbos, we'll talk about how Mibod Yom. Can you take a pot off, put it back down? Can I trouble you? Moshe. Thank you very much, Moshe. Appreciate it. Is it possible that before Shabbos, I can take the pot off and put it back on? It's not Shabbos. What's the problem? What should be the problem? Well, the truth is, the Mishnah on Lamed Vav Beis, which we began in the beginning of the summer, Beishami says, "Notlin of a lo machzirin beisil omr machzirin." So Rashi says there, "Lo machzirin beShabbos to mechzikim avashel." According to Beishami, even if it's garav akotim, it's a problem. Allah lemaisa. Are you worried about mechzikim avashel? If we have time, we're going to get back to the Rashi. But the pasuk on Rashi is there a problem mechzikim avashel when it's garav akotim? According to Beishami, yes. According to Beisil, no. Pashup Shan Rashi. No? Rashi, no, even though when he said Mechzik Vashon was going on Beis Shammai, but Lechura, the Bimazm, the Machloikis, are you worried about Mechzik Vashon or Garofa Kotim? Okay? So, Mish is talking about on Shabbos, of course. Tais is there, on the bottom Tais, the Dimasko Beisil Oymin, says that the Ikr Machloikis Beis Shammai is Bechol. And the reason why, in it, it's also a Haxer, according to Beis Shammai, Grufa Ketumo, and according to Beisil Olamaisa, if Grufa Vektuma, it's considered to be Mutter. So there is a concept, Taisa says, of a chazar, even an Erev Shabbos. It's an amazing thing. And the Ri says, where is the window of time where if you cannot heat it up, mibod yom, meaning it's somach l'shabbos, it's us l'achshon k'der l'heish, you don't have enough time to make it steaming hot. Either yatzel lettuce bowl or more. Some of the machlokes we had earlier about what is that lemaisa, is it yatzel lettuce bowl or is it considered to be steaming? He does say l'artichol. So it's got to be enough time that you take the pot off, put it back on, that I can heat it up and get steaming before skiing. But lemaisa on Shabbos, even roteach is also achso. That we know, of course. But we're talking about a situation, the Ri says, and I want you to get this. Even if it's boiling hot, the Ri says, it's also to take it off Erev Shabbos and put it back on if, theoretically, it's not enough time that if it would have been cool, I can reheat it. That's like, it's unbelievable. First of all, it's not Shabbos. It's Erev Shabbos. Second of all, it's usher even what? Even if it's what? Roteach. Because you need that amount of time. It's a tremendous chiddush. And the rush there in Siman Beis says, Yesh Bahachmer, like the Ri, that we have such a notion, of a chazara on Erev Shabbos, even if it's roteach, as long as there's not enough time that if it got cool to heat it up. And then the Rush adds on something very important, which I want you to get. And that is, if it's nispashlo koltsarko lemaisa, then you have a problem. See, mushal koltsarko, the whole summer we've been saying, is always a point where it's more meko. Here it's pumfak here. If it's mufushal koltsarko, then there's a gzerato Shabbos, because you might come to be machzored on Shabbos. But if it's not nispashlo koltsarko, there's no isra chazara at all whatsoever in Erev Shabbos, because we're not chayish, you're going to put a keder that's not mavushal on Shabbos and be over nisid yoraisa. So it's an interesting din. The whole din of a chazar and Erev Shabbos is only said, lemais, it's said even when it's cold, even when it's hot, you need enough time, and it's only said when it's mavushal called tzarko, because it'll lead you to what? You have to say this all kulachat exeri. It's like exeri l'exeri, lemais. Well, a chazar will have to see whether it's exeri, shem yechata, if it's Mexican mavushal, that's a malacha d'rabbanan. It's not considered to be a... You do have gzeres on an issur d'rabbanan. Sometimes it's much easier. But yol shem yechate, l'maisa, you have to say kulachat gzeri. But l'maisa is an amazing chiddush. And the Ran says, I don't accept this. The Ran says, I don't accept this. That this whole concept of hazar ner of Shabbos is only a fi Beis Shammai. What is Beis Shammai? What's Beis Shammai shita? Shvizis kelim is asur on Shabbos, even in a Torah. And therefore, l'maisa, you cannot start at Samach L'Shabbos, but according to Beis Hillel, where there's no din of Shvizis Kalim, he says there's no institution of a Chazara, none whatsoever, on Erev Shabbos. Even not Grufu Ketum, the Machlaik Ketum, Yisham Beis Hillel is on Shabbos itself. So when you open up the tour, what do you have? The tour quotes his father, the Rosh, and Taisus, that they have this concept of a Chazara on Erev Shabbos. And only when it's Mavusha Kol Tzark, you make the Gzera, and if it's not Mavusha Kol Tzark, you don't make the Gzera. Zok the Beis Yosef. What is the Beis Yosef comment? He says, Medivri Aran, Rashi and Arama, there is no such institution. It's not Shaykh Mechzik Mevashel. It's not Shabbos. Chen lo nogu am li zor bekach ben Israel de Shabbos. I want to add on, though, there's a Russian Perek Mehmet Tomnin that we should get that says the Israel Chazor mi bo yom is only if you did it, only if you're not la das lach siru l'shem shehiyah. Because with Choshesh, you'll do that also on when? On Shabbos. But if you're machzor l'shem hatmana, if you're machzoring it l'shem hatmana, then that's mutter. Okay? If you're machzor l'shem hatmana, it's mutter. So the whole din of achzor, another limitation, I want you to know, the rush is not here in Kiritz of Emet Tomnin. I mean, the whole issur of achzor b'Shabbos is only going to be when you're tuning it l'shem shehiyah, because we're afraid that might lead you, Choshesh, that you're going to be machzor also mishach hashecha. But if you're doing it l'shem hatmana, then it should be mutter. What's the svar to be mechalik? To think about what the svar to be mechalik is. But if you're doing l'shem hatmana, it's considered to be mutter. You have to think about what the svar. We got to think about it. Okay, so let's get to the Shulchan Aruch. You get to the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch omits the whole din. There is no din in the Shulchan Aruch about Chazer and Erev Shabbos. Who quotes it? The Roman Siv Beis. Reishun Gimel Siv Beis, Yesh Omrim. Shabbos Ach tov lahach b'mokum shein tzarach kokach. V'davka agabi kira mamish v'al lismach afileish b'mokum sheyatzal letters b'ashar afilu somach l'asheicha. So according to the Ramah, there is an Indian, he quotes this Indian to be machmer of a chazar ner of Shabbos, but he says it's only in a situation where it's what? Agabi kira mamish smicha would be mutter, and it's only in a situation halach l'maisa. And the Ramah says you shouldn't be, as I said, there's b'mokum shein tzarach kokach. If you're not doing it for anything, you should be machmer. So the pashup shot is that what? Is that would also be when it's pashup shot, when it's mavusha what? When it's going to be mavusha called tzarko. That's the pashup shot that we would say. Okay, in other words, the gzera also would apply when it's mavusha called tzarko. So if you look in the Mishnah Brura, in Sifkan Ayin Aleph, Ayin Beis, Ayin Gimel, he writes the following. And Ayin Dalet as well. He says, you want to be mekabel Ramah, that's fine. But you only makabel tzomach lechashecha mamish. Okay? Not earlier. Not like if you're makabel Shabbos an hour early. The Isser has to be tzomach lechashecha mamish in that window. That's number one, the Kuda. That's in Sifkot Nayan Aleph. Number two, the Isser of Chazar Mivon Yom is only lomaisa, is only where there's no grufu ketumah. You don't need all the Tanaya Chazara. And we'll get to that. The only thing you need is grufu ketumah. And he also says, of course, Kedera Chayasa would be mutter, Chaisa's mutter, you wouldn't need Grufa Ketuma, Allah Almighty, be mutter, be machzor that, he says, even ain't a Grufa Ketuma. That's what he writes in Sifkan Ayin Beis. In Sifkan Ayin Gimel, he quotes what we said from the Rosh. It's funny, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think the Ramah quotes it, about that Rosh, about Mavosha Kotzarko. But the Mishnah Brura quotes it, that it's Mavosha Kotzarko, then it's a problem, because it's a Gzeira. But if it's not Mishko Tzark, we're not afraid a guy's going to do Bishol on Shabbos. However, in the Shartzin, he quotes a low pluk. The Shartzin, Mishnah Brura, and Sifkan Ayin Gimel, Yesh Machmir Mizeh Gamishum low pluk. Smag v'tziyato. So some say a low pluk, so I want you to get that. That we asser it both what? We asser it both if it's what? If it's Mavusha called Tzarko, and even if it's not Mavusha called Tzarko. So it's like a lot of different what? A lot of different Xeris. So the bottom line is, if by Sfardim, there is no institution of a Chazara on Erev Shabbos, like the Mechaber. For Ashkenazim, Mikra Adin, Lamaisa, there shouldn't be, but we are Roy Lamachmer when there's no other reason. You should require a Garuf HaKotum. On a Plata, which we haven't discussed, Poshup Shad, if you hold it, it's automatically Garuf HaKotum. There shouldn't be a problem of what? There shouldn't be a problem of Chazara on Erev Shabbos. And by an electric oven, all you do is you cover the buttons, that would make a Garuf HaKotum. And therefore, be no Isser of Achazar and Erev Shabbos as well. Okay, let's get to now. Yes, Yehuda, real quick, let's get to the Talmud now. The reasons of Achazar. Yeah, go ahead.
Would there be an issue of turning on a crock pot right before Shabbos then?
Uh huh. I mean, you'd prepared it in the morning? You can't prepare, you know, cook something right before Shabbos. You know, you're not supposed to do that, we said.
But it's a
mean, you, what'd you say?
I'm saying you could be in the category of Chais, up to there, Chais. I mean,
but you're not supposed to put it up right before Shabbos. We can put raw meat in before, or we don't apply bismanazah. We don't rely on that heter. Okay, so you shouldn't do that. That's why you got to make the cholin early. Okay. All right, let's get to now the reasons of a chazara. It's very fascinating. Okay. The bottom line is that, you know, we mentioned in general there are two svars in Rishonim. Shemi Echate, like you have by Shehiyah, but Achazor you have Shemichat and also Mechzekim Evashel, which we have to get to exactly what that means itself, Bez Hashem. But let's begin because the Shemichat is not identical. I want to begin by saying three different scenarios that we have to test and plug in by the Isser of Achazor. Number one. Let's doing Hachazara to Akira, it's not Garuf HaKotum. Even if he had all the conditions, the Tanai Chazara, or the Biyaro Daitalach Zira, but it was not Garuf HaKotum. That's number one situation. Number two situation is Chazara Lasocha, which is Asr, and I always say this from the Gemara. Lasocha is Asr. What daf, Laman Zayanav, Amreb Chelbo, Amreb Chama, Barguria, Marav, Loshonel, Agabav, Aval Lasocha Asr. No doubt. So that second scenario is what? Is that I did it l'socha. Even if I did all the Tanai Chazara. And what's number three scenario? chazara on a grufu k'tuma where I didn't have none of the tanoim. I didn't do any of the conditions. So on batla the shiur rishona, it's like an asina mechadash lechachilan shabbos, which is a problem. So that's as of introduction. You can have three scenarios of hachazara. Second nekuda as of introduction, we must say, we're not dealing with an issue derais at all when you deal with shiur. Talking about, you know, we already accomplished lamaisa. Your mavushal called sarko. So whenever you're talking about a chazara, we're talking about a case where it's mavushal called sarko, where there's no problem in issue derais. Okay, there's no problem in issue derais, and we have to see lamaisa. You know what exactly these svaras are. So I thought we had in the shul, but I remember buying it. It was the wrong one. Sefer Ayasha, written by Rabbeinu Tam, has the following lashon. In Simon Reish Lamed Zayin, Kishinotla Tama Isra Chazor Hu Kishinotla Min Eish Pa'amim Shemitzdanenes Ksas Chashin Hashem Yechate B'Chazar Raso. So what do you see from the Rabbeinu Tam? What do we always say Shem Yechate was by Shehiya? You're going to stoke the coals and come to what? Cook. What's the purpose of my Havara? What's the purpose of my Havara by stoking the coals? Ksubis Krisis Tafchof. I made a mistake. I want to fix it. Remember, I mentioned that sugi and krisis tafchof. It's definitely avara. Might also be kibud. It's not bishul there. You're not cooking. You know. Even though you could cook inedible, not food items we mentioned. But the posh of that sugi, you have to look in the rishonim. Is it havara? Is it kibud? But what's the purpose of the havara and shem yechata? The shem yechata of shiya is in order to cook. So I'm over havara, but I'm doing it to cook. What do you see from the Rabbeinu Tam? The shem yechata by hachazara is not to cook. It's to just warm up, l'chamein, because it got cold, and it's l'chamein. Okay, good. So that's a very, very important chiluk, and let's think about it. The Isser Chazar, the Shemichat of Isser Chazar is slightly different. It's not kedei l'bishul, it's orach bishul, it's havara kedei l'chamein. So if you look in the Sefer Shalma Yonason, Amud Peites, he quotes a Chiddush Yaran. Chiddush Yaran has the following Chiddush, and let's get this. Chiddush Yaran writes, there's no Isser HaChazara if the Tafshul is Mavushal called Tzarko, Shemitztamek V'ralo. Again, Chiddush Yaran says, there's no Isser HaChazara, but Tafshul Mavushal called Tzarko, Shemitztamek V'ralo. L'chura, what is that based on? That the Chashash Chitu B'Chazara is in fact to cook, in order to shrivel what? In order to make the Tafshul. But where it's mitzamek v'ralo, there's no chash. No. At first glance, the Chiddush Yaran seems to be against Rabbeinu Tam that the shem yechat is for purposes of bishul, and therefore mitzamek v'ralo plays a role. So l'chura, the Chiddush Yaran is saying against the Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah.
Why can't it just be that you won't do yechat because there's no point in it?
Okay. So l'maisa. The Shaman Yonison says what you're saying, Jake. He says he could be doicha that Havan in the Ran. And let's get it. He says, by the Isra Shia, the Ran is Moda. What's the Ran Shia? Do you remember by Shia? What does the Ran hold by the Chananya? Even if the Tafshul from the stomach viyafalo, we're not choshish that he's going to be Mechata. Kiddush stomach Tafshul Yos. Remember that Ran? Put the two Rans together. The Ran holds by what? The Ran holds if the Tafshul from the stomach viyafalo, by Chananya, you're not chayshish, even if it's the stomach v'yafalo. So why by dinei chazara are you chayshish that it's going to be mechate when it's the stomach v'yafalo? When it came to shehiya, you follow what I'm saying? He ignores the stomach v'yafalo. When it comes to chazara, he doesn't ignore it. He says it's a problem. So it must be elevoden. Voden, it must be, says the Shaman Yonason, that the ran is moda to the chashash of chitu according to Rabbeinu Tam is what? It's just because you're going to warm it up. And the Ran holds, by mitzdamek v'ralo, we're not chayshish you're going to warm it up. Because the more you warm it up, you're not going to destroy the tafshul. And there is mevater on the heat, heating the tafshul. We're not chayshish going to be mechata. Masha'inkein, if the tafshul, it's mitzdamek v'yafalo, I am chayshish to what? That he's going to heat it up. So that's why by dini shehiya, I'm not chayshish to chitui, by a tafshul sitzimuk yafalo, because what's the svara? What's the svara? Because by Bashi, it's already sitting there. There's no notion of warming it up by Shehiya. I'm not chayshish going to mechata lechamim kedei raso in the track of Shehiya. Erev Shabbos has been sitting there. Masha'inkein mechazara, where it cools down, I am taka chayshish for that. So it comes out according to the shtikel Torah, the Shalom Yonas, there's no machlokes Rabbein and Tam and the Ran. They both agree that the shash chitui b'chazara is not what levashel, but it is what it is l'chamein, and therefore l'maisa. We could add on another svar to Tosefa Shabbos read Sivkar Mem Gimel. Once you get down, he wants to claim that we're chayshish by chazara the shash chitui because people are ruggled to do it. When they're osik in the gedera, rechayshish can be mechata. So you take it off, you put it on. You take it off, you put it on. That's rechayshish. When you actually do that maisa, we're going to be mechata. So he gives a new svar. Now, isn't that a lechura against Rabbeinu Tam? What did Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam says it's because of what? To warm it up. That's not a problem. They're not arguing. The whole reason why the ruggle to be chayt to be shas, you put the pot on, is because why? It's cooled down. So that's all the same reasoning. So lemaisa comes out. Very interesting, if you take this even a step further, comes out as follows. Let's get this. There are Rishonim, and we'll get to it, Bez Hashem, that are Choshish to Shem Yechata, even by Kira Grufu Ketuma. Why are you Choshish by Grufu Ketuma, by Hazara Shem Yechata? It's Grufu Ketuma. By She, we're not Choshish. Why should we Choshish by what? If you're not Choshish by She, why are you Choshish by Hazara? So according to the Tosefta Shabbos, I think it works well. They're ruggled to be chayt to be shad, and you put the thing down. So we're chayshish by kira, even if it's gonna have a katam, I'm still gonna what outs regilus. I'm still gonna be mechata by shia, where there's no regilus. We're not chayshish. So you can understand why there are rishonim that say even by garav katam, we're chayshish shem yechata when it comes to a kira. So lamaisa, this could very well be understood even further. Lamaisa, going back to the shitas in rishonim we had about tzuras agrifa. What is the Tzuras HaGrifa? What does the Rashba say? You remove what? The Rashba says you remove all the coals. Nothing's there. The Ramban and the Rambam said the same thing. According to the Rambam, the Balamar, you move it to one side. So therefore, Lamais, if I move it to one side, I understand why there's a Chashash Chitui. There's something there. But if you hold like the other Rishonim and you get rid of everything, what are you Chashash for? What kind of Chashash Chitui is there by Chazara? There's nothing there. And even Lamaisa, Lamandamah, you get rid of all the coals, Minakira, there's a chash what? So you could really say there's still a chash chitu even if you get rid of everything. Why? Because what did Ron ask? Bishlam, if it's doing it to one side, I understand why there's a shihia. Even in a ton of afilu garif, because it's so hot. Even if it's garif, the one side, it's still hot. So it's hard to feel the shinui achom. So therefore, there's no hecker. I'll come to Mimachata. But according to my number, you get rid of everything. Why are they matter Shia Bitoner? There's nothing to Michaita with. So what do we say the pshat was? The Rambam says, right? The Rambam says, Perikim Olachavav, that there's a Shia Bitoner because you have to assume there's always a spark. There's always a spark there. Even if you get rid of all the coals, you're not Messiah Das because you can assume there's always a spark there. Shem Yechata. Remember we had a Machlez Mugger of Rum in the Levush? Does that mean because there's a spark there? Or does that mean because why? Because of the heat. Whatever you want to say, halach lamaisa, the pshat is that there is still a problem. There still is a problem, halach lamaisa, and that's by shihia. So you understand, lamaisa, that even if what? By akira, you're still not going to aser because why? There's not a shihia by akira, halach lamaisa. But it's ef shel ligrov kol agacham lagamri. Afa pikin, they didn't aser shihia agabi akira because not so much heat. That's only by Shehiyah. But by HaChazara, where the whole point is not to cook, the point is to what? Mechamein. Then you can understand there's a Chitui Koldu. Rechosh is maybe there's a spark there. According to Nachal Asvi, it's a little bit shvir. If there's no sparks, I understand. But at least if you held Lamaisa like the Levush, you could understand that even if the coals are not there, there's still a little bit of a spark, and therefore we're going to be Chayshish. But according to the lumdus that we want to suggest, and let's get this, is that according to the Rashba and the Ramban, they didn't like this. What they didn't like this. They didn't like this answer to answer the kash of the Ran Lamaisa. They say there's a spark there. They held halacha Lamaisa. We said your Mesiach das. The chamim were more machmir by a toner because of the heat, and that's it. It's not near a kagara for a choshet that we view it as if there are gakolim there. You might come to do shia. You might come to return to a kiri there in Akruf Ketuma. You might, and you might come to be over in Isser. So Lamaisa, according to these Rishonim, Ledivrayim, it's a Pella. What's the Shach Lachtos when you're Machser the Ktera, Agabi Grufa Ketuma? There's nothing to be Chaita with. So because of this, the Rashba and the Ramban came up with a new Isser Chazara. What's the new Isser Chazara? Called Mechzakim Avashal. Not Shem Yechata. You want to work with Shem Yechata today until tomorrow. Shem Yechata, it's going to warm up, but you're going to get stuck in a situation you define that you get rid of all the coals. There's nothing there. So what are you worried about? So that's, I want you to get this. That's why the Rishonim Lamaisa, there are Rishonim that say it's not Shem Yechata, it's because of Mexican Mavashal. Because the bottom line is, there are situations, if you define that you get rid of all the coals, what's the concern? What are you worried about? You're going to warm up? There's nothing to warm up, Lamaisa. There's nothing there to warm it up. By Akira. So Lamaisa, what should you know? What should be a what should be the problem? Your Maxa the Kedera. What's the Shaykhs to be Chayta? There's nothing to be Chayta, Lamaisa. If it's Karuf, what's the problem? So therefore, they came on the other what other Svar is why Chazar is also in Mexican Mavashal. But please get that. That's the first Mahalach in the Rishonim. Why it's Chazar at Shem Yechata, but to warm up, not to what, not to cook. So let's begin now the second Mahalach in the Rishonim, which is Mechzakim Mevashel. Rashi in Shabbos and Samach Dalim and Beis, and this is a very important concept, Marsayin and Chshad. Rav Shekhtar always quotes from the Chistei Chemed, what's Chshad? I'm not allowed to walk to a churba, because someone might think I'm meeting a zona there. People think badly about me. But Marsayin is worse. It's like a pseudo type of leaf naver. Because you walk into the Burger King, people might think it's kosher, might lead other people to what? Go to Burger King. Even though I'm not handing the guy the Big Mac. But it's like a pseudo type of leaf neighbor. So there's a difference between chshad and a difference between leaf what we call marasayin. The Gemara says there in Shabbos, so the Pashup shot in Rashi is he's saying the Isser marasayin is that people are going to be chashed you on the Isser. And Lamaisa, so the Shvus Yitzchak points out, if you quote that Rashi, that's classic what it's considered to be. He says, you have to say more than that. By Dini Chazar, it's not just people think you're a Shagetz. Because what did the Ran and the Rif say? All those Shailas in the Gemara, Lama Chesabez Dini Chazar, Ankarka, Nita, Kisei, Safsol, what are those Dinim? What are we dealing with? The Rice and the Rabbanan, Chazara. The Rabbanan. And what do we say? We don't say Savik Rabban Lakula. Why not? What's the Lashon in the Ran? Kevin Shekarov L'Isser Torah. HaChazar is Karov L'Isser Torah. So we go to Chumrah. If you hold Mexican Mavasa, just an in of a Chshad, that they think you're a Shegetz, what Shaychus is there inside the Arisa? But if the Chshash is more than that, that people might think to say, oh, that it's okay, and might even lead to do other things, that taka on the Ran makes sense. Karav levol isi Torah. So when we say Mexican Mavasha, we don't want to say the Chshad genre. We want to say the what? The Marasayan genre. If it's Marasayan, then it's much closer in isi Torah. I think it's a beautiful aura. I'll give you a few quick nafkaminis. By Chshad, it might be Lamaisa. Let's say there's no one around. No one could see it. Maybe there's no problem with Chshad. But if it's Marasayan, they assert it even Mechadja Chadarim. Even when no one's around, you shouldn't do it. Another nafkamina might be in front of Goyim, let's say. It says, V'isim nekimi Hashem Yisrael. Marasayin is only in front of Hashem and Jews. Chshad could apply to both Jews and Goyim. Another nafkamina would be a bracha. You say a bracha on a mice, you do on Chshad. No. But if it's Marasayin, maybe you would say a bracha. What types of things do Marasayin? Let's say things like you have a big mansion. And the Hanukkah, you got to light the east side and the west side. I lit on the east side. Well, I got to do the west side. So all Chshad will you say a bracha. So if it's done based on Marasayin, maybe say a bracha. Sometimes you got to do hafrash chumas and maisim within Marasayin. Sometimes you got to do a mila again because of Marasayin. So those types of things to do in Marasayin, it's like a essay tov. It's not the sur meira. Chshad is sur meira, and that you're not going to say a bracha. On Marasayin, it's essay tov, maybe zog a bracha. That's another nafkamina. There's a big machleis taz marashal. Do you say Marasayin and nisid rabbanim? Do you say Marasayin and nisid rabbanim? And do you say chadri chadarim and nisid rabbanim? So it could be on Chshad, as I said, there's no din of, there's no din of Chadri Chadarim. So there's a lot of nafkaminas you come up with these two institutions, but we want to bring out that the Mechzak Mevashel is not the Chshad genre, but it's the what? It's the Marasayin one, which is Karav Lissat Torah, we're saying. You follow me? Yehuda, that's a shtickle. But there's a second version of Mechzikim of Ashel, Lor Sameach. You look at Lor Sameach, at the beginning of Pirik Gimel, Kol Shabbos, he says it's not Mechzik Vashel in any of other people. It's in your own eyes. What you might lead to do. And you might come, to be over Nisad Dira Yisav Bishol. So then the Ran is even more mistopper. It's Karav Lavol Yisav Torah. He says, not talking about when you put the Gedera on Eish L'Chachili B'Shabbos, even though it's Moshe Kol Tzarko, you might start thinking it might lead you to cooking. So that's a second beer what Mechzikim of Ashel is. That even fits even more, in the, even though these Shilas are all the Rabbanas, why are you Machmer? But then there's a third Hesber in what Mechzikim of Ashel is, and that is like a Zilusa de Shabbos. It doesn't mean Marasayan, Klapi Acherim, or even Klapi Atzmo. It's not being Mechabit Shabbos properly. You're making Shabbos like a Meisachol. That's a Kiyum of a Dabra Dover. Or even more than that, you know, Zohar, Shoma Shabbos, Lekadisho, perhaps, the Dabra Dover, as he loses the Shabbos, and that's why also could be what could be Nisidi Raisa. So let's just close, we'll close with this, because we got to plug in all three cases. So let's do Lemaisa number one, and we'll close with that. What was the first scenario we had? Chazara Lekira, that's not Grufa Ketumah. So what's the story? If I do it, I cannot do Chazara on a Kira that's not Grufa Ketumah. Why not? So the Ran, Chidush Ran, Lamed Vov, Bezer Maski, Boilu says, Befeirish, Zel Lashon, Ahai Lo Yitim, Lo Yasum, Asum, Dibin, Grufa Ketumah, Kevin Shu, Not Lami Ala Eish, Then it's Tanana, But Hilas, Ikil, Mech Hashem, Yechate, Kishum, Machzira. And the Rabbeinu Tam says, Say, Vray Yashu, the Ish Chazara is because it's going to what? You're going to do Shem Yechate to heat it up. However, what does the Ritva say? And Lamed Vov, Bezer Maski, Boilu, he says, came in b'chazori, chmiru tfeim neshikum, avashol b'shabes, dilachatui l'chashinen. And he writes the same thing on Lamed Zayin Amad Alf. B'chazori, the Yisra is mechzikim avashol. And the Ran on the Rith says, the Yisra chazori is mechzikim avashol. The Rashbo and Dav Mem, and the Shartzin and Sifkot Lamed Zayin says, that's what Rashi means as well. That's what Rashi means as well. Which Rashi? Rashi on the Mishnah. Right? Mechzikim avashol. However, you could think Zach. Because Rashi and the Mishnah was commenting within who? Beis Shammai. Excellent, guys. Rashi's going on Beis Shammai. Maybe Rashi is saying Mechzikim of Ashel, according to Beis Shammai, you're not maxing even Grufa Ketumah. Because even Grufa Ketumah, it still looks bad. So Rashi's not going to say Shem Yechata for Beis Shammai. But he holds of Shem Yechata for Beis Hillel. That's what Lamais the Sheva Shus Yitzchak wants to tighten it. And the Chitui would be Lamaisa to heat up. But Lamaisa, and let's close with this, it's borer that the reason of Mechzikim of Ashel is more weak than Chitui. Why? Because Chitui is Latzorach the Kedera, and it's closer to Nisidraisa. Mechzikim of Ashel, you know, is going to have to lead a guy or lead yourself. So this is what I want to point out. According to Rishonim, to the Isra Shemi Echata, it could very well be that they also hold of Mechzikim of Ashel. You follow this, Nakuda, I want you to get this. The Rishonim that say Shabbi Yechata also might hold Mechzikim of Ashel. But the Rishonim that say Mechzikim of Ashel, it's clear they don't hold Chitui. Because they would say the more Chomer Svara. If you're saying the more weak one, they don't hold. You follow what I'm saying with this? So, and the reason why those Rishonim, you know, are not Chosh for Chitui is because why? We're not Chosh Bezman Mu'at that the Tavshul Titzanein. And afterwards, and you're going to want to, you're going to want mechata for that. People are bahul lachtot in order to finish the bishul. On that, the chamer word about. But this is not an issue of bishul. Ain't a nashim bahul lachtot kidei lachamim atafshol. As long as roi lachila, people aren't so machman at being so hot. My father, Olav Shalom, my father-in-law, Zatzal, and my father, Olav Shalom, they were very machman on hot foods. I don't know about your dads. Everything had to be steaming hot. But it's very, very mistabber to say, as long as it's cooked, lemaisa, it's fine. I'm not so worried about the heat. So that's why those Rishonim went with Mechzikim of Ashel and steered away from the Shem Yechata, that it should warm up. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Bishem. Zach's going to give a Kabur Bishem Raft and Mincha. Got Klisheni, right? Klisheni and Shabbos, your day. We look forward to it, Bishem. And hopefully we'll be able to play ball today. Okay, I hope so. All right, very good. Excellent. Thank you very much.